Handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day. Courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here, our third hour on Thursday, the second day of September. The prepper tip of the day is to join a gardening club. If you're a gardener, there's no gardening club near you, you might want to start one. I believe that gardening may no longer be in a not distant future, a matter of life and death as opposed to a hobby. That's where we could be headed. We're hearing that you may need a permit to have a garden to grow fruits and vegetables. How about that? I am looking for a reference to a professional that can do an evaluation of intellectual property. If you know such a person, have them contact me. My contact information is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We have our monthly John Moore Radio Show meetup tonight at the Benton Square Restaurant in Rolla, Missouri. We get together at 5 p.m. for dinner. We have our private discussion at 6 p.m., and we wrap it up, and we're out the door at 7 p.m. If you can make it, I'll be glad to see those of you who can make it. And it looks like we got some callers still on hold here. It looks like next would be Elizabeth in New York. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Yes, John, thank you for taking my call again. I have documents here. It's called a Vaccine Medical Procedure Refusal Declaration. It cites in this declaration a lot of the international criminal codes that are associated with the Nuremberg Code and war crimes. It cites a lot of examples of ones that have been violated throughout this whole COVID thing. I would like you very much to make this readily available to people on your website. Especially that woman that called in, who has someone who is in the service that is being threatened, because this is in violation of the Nuremberg Code, the international treaty on civil and political rights and whatnot, because they're going to try to really force this on people, and unless they know this information, it's going to be a lot harder to fight it. So if you would please, I sent it to you again this morning. I sent it to you some time ago, but as always, there's so much going on. Because we have to fight it every which way that we can, because we cannot allow them to. And the other thing that would be good, I think it would be great if we could put some of this into petition and start collecting signatures. I don't know whether it would make a difference or not, but I think people need to be made aware.
Collecting signatures for what purpose, Elizabeth?
To hold some of the people at the various levels of government, these doctors and scientists and the mainstream media that are silencing people.
And who are you going to submit these signatures to?
Probably like Jay Sekulow or somebody that could fight this in the courts that's familiar with these violations.
Right. Well, anybody can file a civil lawsuit, and doesn't matter who they are. These lawsuits.
Regardless, I think people need the education. I mean, the declaration, the information. If you take a look at it, John, I think there's a fighting chance that
complex litigation.
They could have some of these things overturned.
Elizabeth. I've spent my whole life in the legal profession. Complex litigation like you're advocating takes years to work its way through the court, many years. We don't have years. That's a fantasy
but it might prevent this soldier from being reprimanded.
Because he
can actually cite the violations and whatnot. I think it's better than just rolling over and doing nothing.
The only law that matters in the military is the Uniform Code of Military Justice. There is no other law that affects the military except the Uniform Code of Military Justice. That's it.
So the Nuremberg Code doesn't stand anymore, John?
Not before the Uniform Code of Military Justice. No, it does not.
Well, what about all the other citizens in this country? I think they still need to know this information.
Well, getting educated is great, and I advocate that. But if you're in the military, you're stuck. You either get out or accept the shot. That's going to be the two choices. It's a tough place to be.
Well, I think there's going to have to be pushback in some matter or form. I still think it's good to have that information.
It's slow in coming. The pushback is slow in coming. The people in Europe are ahead of us when it comes to pushback.
Well, maybe if they're informed, they'll be more inclined to push back. I don't know.
We'll see.
We're
doing what we can. Thank you for calling there, Elizabeth. Our next caller is Jennifer in Texas. Good morning, Jennifer.
Anyway, hello from Texas. I just wanted to recap the young lady that was speaking of the masks that might prevent the virus. The only mask that would prevent the virus is an N95, but to show the hypocrisy on this mask situation.
Jennifer, which stop. Stop. Now, can't a virus gain entrance through any mucous membrane, including the eyes?
Yes, I was just getting ready to say that. That's why we know that the mask controversy is just a matter of control. In fact, it's detrimental to your health, actually, because it's the CO2, you're not getting oxygen levels, you're causing problems with your nasal, your sinuses. Any orifice a virus will penetrate, your eyes, your ears, a wound, a scrape, a scratch on your face, your hand, your arm, whatever. And so the best attack mode to any virus or illness is natural immunity, taking care of yourself and so forth. So it's, you know, It's just, I never hear anyone, I never read any articles. I know they're probably out there, maybe I just haven't found them as of yet, but nobody ever mentions the eye orifice. Thank God. I mean, look at the scientists in these bioscientific labs. They're in an air suit and air being pumped into them in a big old bubble around their heads, I mean, to protect them from the virus. So right there, if people would just look at that picture, they would see these little mask things and cloth and pretty little designs and so forth. No, that's not going to stop anything. And in the airplanes, most of the airplane cabins are not updated or even provide a HEPA filter. So when you turn that little dial above you and you want more air, I mean, you're just breathing recirculated, very unclean, unsanitary air. Anyway, I just wanted to bring that out
and
others that may not have thought of it. And I had one more thing to say. I was an Army brat. I was an Army brat, and my dad was airborne. And I married a Marine who was a DI at MCRD in San Diego for 5 years. And I am not going to give up, and I know the Lord's going to bring us through this. They're not going to be successful. They're going to really pinch us into a corner. And as John from Tennessee said, they will fail. And so we're going to make it. Okay, thanks, John. Have a good day.
Thank you. Got some information here that may help the lady with the son who's in the military. AmericasFrontlineDoctors.org. I say again, AmericasFrontlineDoctors.org website has some information that will help. And Jeffrey Prather, that's P-R-A-T-H-E-R, Jeffrey Prather has a Patreon account, and he's got some information there that would help also. So there is some hope. There's definitely some hope. And we do have open lines here at Republic Broadcasting at 512-248-8252. What a crazy, insane world we live in. The past year and a half, it's just more than a year and a half now. This all began February in this country. We started seeing the videos coming out of China, the staged videos. I was on my first and probably only Caribbean cruise with the folks who went with me. Videos coming, staged, orchestrated videos coming out of China, showing people walking down the street in China, falling face first onto the sidewalk, bleeding out and dying from COVID-19, which was being called coronavirus back then. And I thought to myself, man, this is bad. I did a mental inventory of my personal protective equipment, made sure that my daughter's family had plenty of it when I got back from my cruise, because I didn't know what this stuff was initially. It looked pretty bad. We now know that the whole thing was planned. The whole thing was a fantasy. I like to recall the MASH hospital unit set up in tents in Central Park to take care of the thousands of COVID-19 patients they were going to have. The hospital ships on the East Coast and the West Coast to take care of the normal patients who couldn't have room in the hospital because of the COVID patients that sat empty for the most part. And on and on and on. A 14-year-old high school girl writing a term paper that became the basis for 6-foot social distancing, a complete fantasy, has nothing to do with medicine or science. And of course, wearing the mask. Jennifer covered that pretty well. A child wearing a mask is causing permanent harm to his or her brain. When you cut down the CO2 to a developing, growing brain, you're causing permanent damage to that brain that can't be corrected. Our next caller is Al in West Virginia. Good morning, Al.
Good morning, John. I think I heard the beep earlier, so I guess I'm on. Anyhow, I was listening to John B. Wells' show last night. I thought it was very interesting. I think you'd be interested in listening to it. The guy that was on there, his guest, was Randall Terry. Do you know him?
I know Randall. I know Randall personally, yes. I know Randall.
Okay, all right. Well, anyhow, it was pretty interesting, and I guess he has a CD out there, too, to explain the Muslim religion and so forth.
He's got a series of DVDs he made about Islam, yes.
Yes, so I thought that was pretty interesting myself, and he reminded me a lot of Jeff Nyquist, but, you know, just a little bit, you know, everybody's different, but anyhow, I just thought I'd bring that to your attention if you didn't get to catch it or get to, or whatever there. I thought it was a very interesting
I've got Randall Terry's DVD about Islam. Yeah, it's well done. Everything he does is done well.
That's what I was told there. I haven't seen it yet. I just heard about it last night. So, you know, I thought I'd bring it up anyway. So, all right, Jeff.
Thank you.
I'll let you go then.
Okay. No. Okay. Our next caller is Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
Hey, good morning, John. I was going to let people know here in Arizona, they're lacking nurses, I believe, because some of them quit because they had to be vaccinated and they didn't want to. Anyway, our governor has offered extra money from the state to the hospitals if they provide the COVID antibody treatment and, now this part I don't go with, but offer the choice of getting a vaccine on the way out of the hospital. Okay, that happened yesterday because the staff in our area or the hospitals are keep advertising we need nurses. Okay, also, you were talking about the Chinese man that fell with his arms out. I was watching a show where they had kind of a dance team demonstration. Actually, it was Kwando, I believe. And one of the dancers fell forward as part of the act, and his hands came out to his side to brace him as he hit the floor so he wouldn't hurt himself. But I thought of you when you were describing the man with his hands out to the side and could fall without hurting himself. Okay. And then it'd be nice if somebody, if you're listening from Australia, if you could give us an update on the truckers that are sticking up for freedom of their people and they're not trucking goods. Right now, I guess that's going on right now. So I just wanted to report that.
Okay. Well, thank you, Deborah. We appreciate it. Anything else?
No. I was just struck. With Dr. Horowitz, his part on the breath. The only thing I was having a hard time. I was going to call in, but I was actually crying. But when I was very little, experience the lack of oxygen from breathing because of a pneumonia attack, and when he was describing that, I said, yeah, you don't want a ventilator because at all costs, because it's when you experience not able to breathe, I can't even explain how that is, but that was very touching, and yes, try to avoid that at all costs. And I pray that when if they have to go in, they have an advocate stick up for them because they will push that. They tried that on my mother prior to COVID, but yeah, that's horrendous. So when he was talking about that, I felt bad for the people going through that, including himself. And I'm happy that he's getting better too, because we've all been praying for him. So I just wanted to, that's what I wanted to say today.
Okay. Thank you for your call, Deborah. We appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
We got a break coming up here. We'll get started on our next caller, Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, John. Yes, you're an investigator, so I have to run some investigation information by you here after the break.
Okay, we'll do that after
the
break.
See what you think.
Hold on.
Okay.
All right.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our policy? I will say, it is to wage war by sea, land, and air, with all our might, with all the strength that God can give us, to wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark and lamentable catalogue of human crime. That is our policy. You ask, what is our aim? I can answer in one word. Victory. Victory at all costs. Victory in spite of all terror. Victory however long and hard the road may be. For without victory there is no survival. Let that be realized. No survival for the British Empire. No survival for all that the British Empire stood for.
We're back. Dave, you got a question for an investigator, it sounds like.
John, I would like to say this, Dr. Richard O. Young. I spoke to someone, actually a host on this network, who knows him. And they said that he is a very honest type of person. And if he is corrected on something and he knows that he was wrong, he will fully admit it. So this is what someone said, but I examine the work, and if I find faults, you look at anybody's work and you can find faults. So being overly critical is necessary in science, but We have to be careful of what we do with it, what kind of conclusions we might draw. And the important things he brought out were that energy dispersive X-ray spectroscopy found carbon, oxygen, sodium, and chlorine present in a fraction. They used a hexane aqueous solution bilayer, you know, they shake it up extraction process, okay? So they found that carbon and oxygen basically were the only elements present in the material that he thought might be graphene oxide, and that is fully consistent, considering that he didn't analyze for hydrogen, and I think it's very difficult to. So point one is that he did a very important thing, which was a compositional analysis technique. That, and this compositional analysis technique apparently is done just on the particle he's looking at in the microscope. John, he doesn't need to isolate it, you see? You know, Kaufman's talking about isolating, things must be isolated in turn to identify them. Well, they don't need to be isolated in the way Kaufman is saying. It is isolated there as a particle that he's viewing. Secondly, he says, sheet-like material in blood samples as part of a red blood cell sheet complex, that implies that there is induced clotting due to these particles whose identity isn't absolutely been scientifically established at this point, I will say. Thirdly, I did observe a flaw, apparent flaw in his our question, in his testimony. He said that, I think he said that 747 nanograms per microliter of RNA were detected in the aqueous fraction, in the aqueous solution. You know, it's a bilayer of hexane and water. If this is true, it's amazing. It matches exactly the number that the Madrid researchers put out, and it doesn't seem to be. Seems like he's just repeating their information or something. Would you be suspicious when you see such correlations and exact numbers like that, John?
I would be suspicious, yes, sir. Right.
Okay. All right. So I'm just looking at what I see and looking for flaws and looking for facts and looking for important information. I think a lot of times people in the conspiracy realm of thinking is a realm of thinking that is diverted from standard thinking. In other words, they make a postulate, and you know, you had a guy on the other day, he's making postulates, but he hasn't proven the postulate is true, but he's stating it as if it were true. And you know, you don't call people names when you're doing things like that. There's a lot of people who do things like that inadvertently or as a habit, and this is a very bad problem. Let's state as truth what we know is truth and can prove it, and let us state as postulates.
Okay.
Would you? Is that a good idea, John?
It's a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
A good idea.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate the call. We'll try to. We may slip one more caller in here before the bottom of the hour break. Tom in Texas, go ahead, Tom.
Hey, John. I just wanted to ask you about. I'm sure you're familiar with the Lieutenant Colonel Scheller, who I guess resigned, he was kind of over his criticism of the Afghanistan. You're aware of that guy, right?
I'm aware of him. I haven't watched his statement yet, but a friend of mine sent me a link to watch it. Yeah.
Oh, that's good, because that's what I was commenting about. So Dave Hodges reported on it, and I really want to get your take maybe in tomorrow's show if you have a chance to listen to it, because he's saying things like, you know, we're just getting started, you know, talking about what he's capable of. And I don't want to comment too much on what he said, but I would really love to hear your take once you have a chance. Like, and I'll just tune in for tomorrow's show, but it's really interesting.
Right.
It's Thanks, John. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Tom. We got a Bob in the Hour break. We'll be back with Tom Berryhill. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool. Down there on my feet, got to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the second day of September. We had a caller held over from the last segment. That would be Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, John and Tom. I guess Tom's going to be here, too.
He's here.
But I wanted, I wanted to make a comment on the lady from Arizona that calls in, who I really appreciate. I like her calls. She's very nice. But I have some information on her for her. She commented on the people striking, the nurses, and she said a lot of them are quitting. Well, I believe there was a doctor on last night that I was listening to. I believe he was also on Stu Pierce, but I'm not sure on that, but I believe he was. But he was saying that he's a pretty high-ranking doctor, and he says about one-third of all the nurses in the United States are saying that they're going to leave. And the reason is they're saying that these people are, the Biden administration is saying they're getting COVID. They're getting the new variant, okay? And that's why they have to leave, the Delta variant. But they're not. That's a lie, of course. And what it is they're leaving because they don't want the vaccination. So about one third of all our hospitals are going to be in really sad shape. They're going to be bad shape. The other thing was about Afghanistan. Or Australia. She was asking about the truckers over there. And John Stattmiller, who does a show later on in the afternoon, I think he has a lot of he's got a guy coming on today, I believe, if he can get him on there, that's going to report on that, what's going on. But from what I understand, it didn't go good. It didn't go well. The protests that were the walk-in protests and the truckers also, they had some problems that people were being arrested. The police broke up their lines, the truckers' lines, so that they couldn't mass together as well. And it sounds like they may have shut the internet down over there or whatever, so they couldn't get out any more news. The protesters, which were just regular protesters that were going to be quiet and stand in front of the people's offices and stuff like that, and in their home, front of their homes, they were, I think they were infiltrated, probably by, the government's people, but there were people that were injured police, and then the police called in and they arrested like over 150 people in different areas. And so it kind of, this thing has kind of fallen through. Unfortunately, it looks like the government has moved against them. But you can find out all this on John Stattmiller, I believe, today. He'll cover a lot of that if he's on his show today. I did have one other comment I wanted to make, but that's basically it.
Charlie.
Oh, yes. I have a comment. As far as Dave from New York, I hate to say this, but he is referring to a study that Dr. I can't remember his name, but the one he's referring to, the doctor that he's referring to that did the study on the carbon, the nano oxide, or the nanoparticles or whatever they are, the carbon graphene.
Dr. Robert Young, you're talking
yes,
about?
Yes, Dr. Robert Young, yes. He is referring to an early test, an early experiment or early, testing that he did. Okay, this is not the one that he has done recently. The one he's done recently is the one that Elizabeth was referring to and that I've been referring to about that shows the blood clotting and shows the parasites and all that. That's just recent. He just did that study recently. It's not the same. It's not the same study. So the stuff he's talking about was an old study that that Dr. Young had done. Okay, that's all I wanted to comment on.
Okay, Charlie, thank you. All right. Well, we take a few minutes every week to talk about my favorite product, my home business. That would be the Energy Cleaner. My friend Tom Berryhill, who is the manufacturer of the Energy Cleaner, he comes on board with me to have this discussion. And good morning, Tom.
Good morning, John. That was an interesting call there that we just heard.
We have a lot of interesting calls. I know you're busy working and you can't hear much of the show, but
a little bit this morning. I did listen. I listened to Dr. Horowitz for a while, yes. Very interesting. I hope he's feeling better.
Well, he's recovering. He's feeling better each day, a little bit better. Well, we begin these conversations by giving our disclaimer. Go ahead and do it, Tom, please.
Okay, John. We are not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. The information discussed today is for your education and entertainment only. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
All right, thank you. Well, we talk about this marvelous electronic healing device every week. Due to the nature of talk radio, we have new listeners every week. And before I forget, I'm running my Labor Day sale on energy cleaners and mattress pads. It's in effect right now until midnight, the Monday the 6th. $25 off energy cleaners and 25% off mattress pads. That's a good savings there. It really is a good savings. When you place your order, you pay full price. I have an automated system. I'm not going to change it for a sale that only lasts a few days. My order takers at my toll-free hour line, they don't have a clue what you're talking about. You ask them about the sale, they won't know what you're talking about. Just go ahead and place your order. You'll be paying full price. I refund the difference when I manually take care of running the credit card. So I do that myself. And so beginning from the beginning, here's what the energy cleaner is not. It is not a Rife machine. We had a caller talking about a Rife machine last hour. The energy cleaner is not a Rife machine. And it is not a TENS unit. It's entirely different technology. Energy cleaner is a black plastic box about the size of a cigar box. It takes 9 D as in Delta, 9 D-cell batteries. There's no on-off switch, no gauges, no dials. And it simply has one place to plug in one wire, which hopefully would be connected to the mattress pad I offer for sale, and one LED light that alternately flashes red and green, telling you two things. First of all, it's working. Second of all, it's changing polarity. In fact, Tom, I had a call from a gentleman yesterday. I'll be sending you his email. His energy cleaner stopped working. The light stopped blinking on red. It only blinks green. So I'm going to see if I can get that to you right now. And, I don't have his email. Kyle, if you're listening, send me an email. Put private for John in the subject line so I can get your information to Tom. The energy cleaner puts out an electrostatic healing signal. That's what it does. That signal goes to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, bringing in fresh nutrition. That's how it works. And we focus on two things publicly. We focus on getting a great night's sleep, like I get every night, like Tom gets every night, and pain mitigation. If you've got arthritis pain, arthritis pain can be debilitating. It really can. It can absolutely be debilitating. The energy cleaner will help you get relief. If you're not getting a great night's sleep like I do and Tom does every night, just use the energy cleaner. Looks like Kyle from Montana is calling. Good morning, Kyle.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. Tom, this thing is incredible, I got to tell you guys, and I'm not getting paid nothing. I don't receive anything, folks, from telling you about this or anything. I just had I really called in. I sent you an email. John, did you get it?
Just looking. I didn't see it, Kyle. Yep.
Yeah, I sent you one. Tom, I was trying to get in touch with you because I don't know if it's really changed anything or not. I mean, I slept really good the last couple of nights, but my energy cleaner is in a box, so it doesn't collect dust on top of it and everything. But it used to blink like 15 times red and 15 times green, and it's just recently started blinking nothing but solid green. And I was wondering if that was a problem or is something to worry about, or is it still working?
If it's blinking, it's working. Now, I've had other people contact me with questions like this. And I do ask them, is it blinking, yes or no? Yes, it's blinking, but only one color. And I tell them, watch it for a while, because it will blink for 3 minutes, green, it will blink for another 3 minutes red, then back to green, back to red, and it'll do that until the batteries are depleted. All that shows is that the polarity is changing. And if you've watched it for a while and you can verify that it does not blink red, there is a possibility that little LED lamp is actually defective. I was just thinking about this yesterday, as a matter of fact. These LEDs are polarized, and they only go into the circuit board one way. It only work one way. If you put them in backwards, the red and green blink are reversed. It would still blink, but the colors would not be, working at the proper part of the program. But they would still blink. And one time out of many, many thousands of LEDs I've used over the years, I actually found one that was manufactured backwards, And I had to actually, I had to still use the LED. And it wasn't on the energy cleaner, it was on another device. But it actually was reversed in its in the way it was polarized. And it was backwards. But it still operated fine. I did pitch it. They're not that expensive. I just pitched it. But there is a possibility that the one you have has failed internally in the lamp itself. But if it's blinking any color, if it's blinking either of the two colors, then that unit is working, and it will continue to work. I can repair it for you if needed. I will do that. No problem there, but you'd have to ship it to me.
All right, and how do I, if this is not doing it and it goes on, how would I be able to ship it to you?
Well, in the there's my email address in there, and you contact me, and I will. I believe I've sent you emails before, Kyle. Have I? I think so.
Nope, I have not got an email from you.
Okay, well, in the instructions that came with it is an email address, and that's how you can contact me directly. I'll give you all the information. When you ship them back, you don't have to send the cable unless you want it to be tested. Can't do much damage to that cable if it's physically intact, it's working. But mainly, I just need the unit less the batteries. Never ship it with the batteries. Not a good idea.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yes, okay. And then I can repair it and check it out. Are you certain, though, that did you watch it for at least 5 or 6 minutes and see if it changed to red?
No, to be honest with you, the first time when I was doing that, it was when it first got it, it was flashing like 15, 16 times, I think it was red, and then 15 or 16 times green. And so, no, I haven't watched it that long, but I will.
Well, here's something you can do. Take all the batteries out of it, and then just put in any one of the three rows, put three batteries in. And as soon as you put those batteries in, it should start with the red blink, the red cycle. That's one way to test it if you don't have a lot of time to sit there and watch it. It blinks 36 times. Here's what it does. It blinks for 200 milliseconds every 4,800 milliseconds. So 0.2 seconds every 4.8 seconds. And then it does that for 3 minutes, and then it switches over to the opposite polarity and the color changes. I've thought for many years now if we should just dump that red-green and just give it a red or a green. I've had people say when it's blinking red, one guy contacted me and said, I put numerous batteries in this thing, and it still blinks red, so the batteries must be bad. And he's like, and then it starts to blink green, so I guess that's the go signal, and it's working, but then the batteries go dead again in a few minutes, and it's blinking red. Oh, no. It just causes confusion because nobody reads and learns why it blinks the two colors. I'm really thinking about just dumping that and going to maybe a green. Green means go, and it's working. People see green, they'll think it's working fine, and because you really don't need to know what polarity the output is. But I will say this, when it's blinking, it's working. There's no possible way that thing can't, the way the software is written, there's no way it can put the blink signal out and not have the proper output signal to the pad.
Okay, so the red is not hooked up to a different polarity showing that it's not changing polarities.
No, that's a whole different part of the circuit. It just lets you know that the chip in there is working properly. It's to let you also know that some people in the early days of this thing wanted to know what polarity it was on as it was running, and that's why we did that. The original inventor on this, Lee Kroc, he asked me to do that, and it's a real easy fix in the software to change that, and I'm really thinking that might be a wise thing to do. And then if it's blinking...
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I really like it. I mean, it's like I told John while back. I was on three different herbal supplements to be able to help me sleep, and taking a lot of them. And I'm off of all of them. I don't even take any of them. I sleep with just that. And anyway, I really appreciate it. And thank you, Tom. I'll look through the paperwork here and maybe email you if I even decide to do anything about it. I'll try the three battery thing, pull it out from underneath there. I put it so it wouldn't be collecting dust. Put it in a little box because it doesn't create any heat, it seems.
So, no, it does not. And it doesn't create any heat. And you can put it in a box or a plastic bag and slide it under your bed and just leave it connected to the pad.
Yep. Thank you.
Kyle, thank you for your call. We got our last break. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back. I'm Jared Moore here on Thursday, the second day of November, of September, excuse me, second day of September. Tom, we got our last caller here, it looks like, Jeff in California. Good morning, Jeff.
Hello?
Go ahead, Jeff, you're on the air.
Yes, a two-part question. First of all, John, did I hear Dr. Horowitz say that the electrons will neutralize the positive proteins from the spike proteins?
I believe that's what he said, yes.
The second part is this machine here. Does it put out electrons at all? Or?
It's a signal. Go ahead, Tom. Explain what the energy cleaner puts out, please.
It's an electrostatic signal. It's a voltage polarity. It's a voltage field. There's no current flow. Therefore, it's electrostatic. It's just a potential voltage signal. And it changes polarity, and at the time it changes polarity, we also have a radionic signature in there that's encoded in the software, and that's proprietary. We don't discuss what it is, but it's there, and that's how it works.
I guess what I was trying to determine is whether or not you thought that this energy cleaner would help with the spike proteins or
let me comment on that, this whole thing. I did listen to Dr. Horowitz, John, and I keep hearing, and I have people contacting me, emailing, and they're asking about graphene and this and that. Here's the test equipment that I have set up. I've been so busy with this energy cleaner, and this morning I was up at 3 o'clock in the morning talking to a guy in Taipei, Taiwan, trying to get more chips. It's just a nightmare situation trying to get these parts. So you have to get in line and almost bid on them. It's that difficult. I do have a few more coming in as of 3 a.m. this morning, Central Time. Now, here's when I, John, and I'm hours away of having a huge batch of these things for you. When that batch is out, I have a couple of tiny orders I have to get out. I'll get those shipped. And then I really want to experiment with this a little bit. I will be using a vector network analyzer and a scalar network analyzer, as well as spectrum analyzers. I have wideband noise generators that will put out almost like the natural noise in the background. And I can simulate RF signals like would come from cell phone transmissions, things like that. I'd like to get my hands on just a few drops of these vaccine, alleged vaccines. Put them on a microscope slide and run a scan on these things and measure and observe the and plot and print out the electrical characteristics of the graphene oxide, what it does. I really want to do this.
Well, we'll be anxious to hear the results of that, Tom.
Well, they're not going to sell me that vaccine, alleged vaccine, I should say. So I need help with that, John.
Well, we might get some help. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll be back tomorrow morning for emergency communications. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms and ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.